Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at IamAstrologyReadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it. Have you ever heard this? Like the sands through an hourglass, so are the days of our lives.
I have heard of that.
Yeah, that came from a soap opera, Days of Our Lives, you know. When it came on, you would see the sand turned over and it, you know. And most people think that our lives are just like this sand running through an hourglass. But the deeper and deeper you get into astrology, you will find out that our lives are more structured than you think. Would you say that, Walter?
Yeah. with today's episode, yes.
All right. This structure can be looked at as different. If you look at the life as a whole, we would have different chapters. Mm-hmm. And these chapters in astrology have names. Now, in modern astrology, this, you know, technique is not really used that much, right?
I would say it's not used at all.
Well, there you go. This thing is also used, a version of this is used with the Vedics. It's mm-hmm. called a dasha, but in this system, it's called Fadaria. What is Fadaria?
You want to spell that out for everybody?
Yeah. It's a Fidaria. We on this show, we haven't talked that much about predictive techniques. I did. Was y'all on a perfection show or was that a solo? I did do talk about perfections.
Yeah.
We have talked about transits before, but there are many different types of predictive techniques in astrology, and using Fidaria periods is one version of a technique that you could use. One of the things about Fidaria is it gives a big picture approach look at your life, and you can see the chapters, and within these chapters you have subchapters. Each chapter is called a Fidaria period, and each chapter is ruled by a planet. This planet sets the tone for the events that will happen during the period it rules. Does that make sense to y'all?
Yeah.
It does. Yeah. That sums it up pretty good.
I actually likened it, Paul, to parts. You know how a book can have three parts within just one book? But then part, yeah, exactly. So part one will have maybe 10 chapters, part two will have 15 chapters, and so on and so forth.
Yeah, and they're not always like the same length either.
Well, yeah. Well, three parts would be a beginning, a middle, and an end.
Yeah, well, with Fidaria, okay, it's...
The middle is longer than the beginning, or the end is longer than the middle.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, the other predictive techniques in astrology would be transits, perfections.
Solar arc.
Secondary progress charts.
Mm-hmm. Solar return chart.
Solar return charts.
Lunar return chart.
Even lunar, yeah.
And zodiacal releasing. So there are many different techniques. And to be honest with you, to really get more accurate, you need to use a few different techniques to see if they all are lined up pointing to said event to get more accurate. Now, one of the things about Fidaria is to use it, you need to know rulership and the essential dignities. Mm-hmm. Right? Why? Because that is how you will know the tone, like I read before, the tone of the period. Right?
Yeah.
So a planet exalted in an exalted position is going to act differently than a planet that's in detriment or fall.
Mm-hmm.
That period or that tone of that period will be different. In medieval Hellenistic astrology and all of that, there is a difference between a day chart and a night chart. And the periods are broken up differently and they start differently depending on if you are a day chart or a night chart.
And what would be a day chart and a night chart?
A day chart would be if your sun is above the ascendant descendant line.
So would that be like sunrise to sunset then? And night would be like sunset to sunrise?
Approximately, yes.
Depending on the
time. Let's just say from houses 12 through 6.
Mm-hmm.
No, 12 through 7 is a day. 6 through 1 is a night. Now, if your sun sign is in the first or the seventh house, that's when you really need to look at the ascendant descendant line.
That's when things get more technical. Yes. So I suppose in simpler terms, a day chart would be somebody born during the day and a night chart would be somebody born during the night.
Mm-hmm. Correct. Yeah. And 3 o'clock in the morning is night.
Yeah.
Even yes. though we say at 3 o'clock in the morning, that don't mean you're a day birth. It was dark outside. It was
exactly.
dark outside.
During the exactly. nighttime hours.
Exactly.
Darkness falls.
Yeah. If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even a dollar helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at I Am Astrology Readings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.